Hey gorgeous souls, welcome back to another episode of Shadow Work Quickies. I'm your girl Laura Bennett, here to help you unpack those messy, beautiful feelings that make us human. Today, we're diving into something super juicy. Practicing self-acceptance and letting go of judgment. You know that feeling when you catch yourself thinking, I should be thinner, or I wish I had a bigger house, or even, ugh, why did I say that? Yeah, those little whispers in our heads can get pretty noisy sometimes. But here's the secret sauce. We have to ditch the whole should and wish game and learn to just be. Just accept ourselves, balls and all, because guess what? You are perfectly imperfect, just as you are. Ready to unlock this magic? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. First up, self-acceptance is a journey, not a destination. It's not about waking up one day and suddenly feeling like a magazine cover model. Nope. It's about showing up for yourself every single day, even on the days when you feel like hiding under the covers. Imagine it like learning a new instrument. You don't become a virtuoso overnight, right? You practice, you stumble, you pick yourself back up, and slowly but surely, you get better. Self-acceptance is the same. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-love. Next, silence those inner critics. They're like that annoying friend who always has something negative to say. You know the one? Time to cut them off at the pass. When those critical thoughts pop up, acknowledge them, but don't give them power. Say to yourself, hey, thanks for your opinion, but I'm choosing to focus on the good. Remember, you are not your thoughts, you are the observer of your thoughts. Speaking of focusing on the good, let's celebrate your freaking wins. Did you finally finish that project you've been procrastinating on? Did you have a heartfelt conversation with someone you love? Give yourself a high five. Celebrate those small victories because they add up to big moments of self-love and accomplishment. And here's another game changer. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life, your health, your relationships, even that amazing cup of coffee you just had. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you see the beauty in the everyday moments. Lastly, remember that self-acceptance is not about being complacent. It's about embracing who you are right now while still striving to be the best version of yourself. You can grow, evolve, and change without losing sight of your core values and beliefs. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Like you're always coming up short? We've all been there. It's easy to fall into the trap of social media where everyone seems to be living their best life, perfect vacationed, enviable careers, glowing skin. It can make us feel inadequate, like we're not measuring up. But here's the truth. Those perfectly curated feeds are just a highlight reel, a tiny glimpse into someone else's reality. Think about the time you went to a party and saw everyone having a blast. You felt a little left out, maybe even a little awkward. But then you realized, hey, everyone has their own journey, their own unique experiences. Some people were chatting with friends they hadn't seen in ages, others were on the dance floor feeling totally free. It wasn't a competition. Just like at that party, life is about embracing your own path, even if it looks different from someone else's. You are not meant to be a carbon copy of anyone else. Your quirks, your passions, your imperfections, those are the things that make you. So, let's recap. Self-acceptance isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing the beautiful mess that is your life. It's about silencing those inner critics and celebrating your wins, big or small. It's about practicing gratitude for the good stuff and remembering that you are worthy of love and happiness just as you are. Ready to take action? Today, I challenge you to do one thing that feels uncomfortable but ultimately good for your soul. Maybe it's saying no to something that drains your energy or taking a chance on something new. Whatever it is, know that you've got this. You are capable of amazing things. And remember, if you want to keep the self-love vibes flowing, share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little reminder to embrace their awesomeness. Don't forget to leave us a review. It helps us reach even more souls on this journey of self-discovery. Until next time, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.